You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Carol?
Very good.
Good. Well, even better is some what sounds like some really good news coming from Atlanta's condo and townhome market.
Sure is. You know, Atlanta has the lowest number of months supply on the market than we've had, I don't know, that I can remember the last 10 years. Honestly, for condos and townhomes, it's only a 2.3 months supply.
Wow. That is
super
amazing.
Low.
2.3.
Yep.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Yep.
Oh, that's good news. Well, we have a great show today. Say hello to our first guest. His name is David Haddo. He is the president of Haddo & Company. Welcome to the show, David. How are you?
I'm fine. Pleased to be here.
We're pleased to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. David, before we get into a conversation, take a quick sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
My company is called Haddo & Company. We were started in 1989. We're in the Hurt Building in downtown Atlanta. We're a real estate consulting firm focused on commercial real estate, and the only real common denominator in what we do is problem solving. We don't work on any particular type of property or special client type. You know, like I say, we've been in business, we're in our 25th year currently. One of the things we do track on a regular basis is the in-town condo market, if that's something that's of a particular interest to you.
Tell us a little bit more about what kinds of problems you solve. 25 years of problem solving is a lot. So what kinds of problems do you solve, or what services specifically do you offer?
Sure. It's primarily focused on commercial real estate. Our clients could be anybody from the widow inherits a family farm to AT&T. I mean, it's a very broad range. I say that the only common denominator is problem solving because every situation is different. And when I say problem solving, I don't mean in a negative way, but a circumstance where some unanswered questions and the client is looking for a strategy for how to solve that situation. Could be whether to buy a piece of property, what the highest and best use is of a piece of property, how to deal with a surplus property for a corporate type client. It really runs the gamut. Revitalization studies, etc.
Talk a little bit more about the revitalization study. I would think, is that something that's been more common recently with the real estate downturn and now recovery?
I mean, I guess it's how you define revitalization. When you think about the downturn and the recovery, that's more workout type situations. And we have done a fair amount of that, particularly with one particular bank. The revitalization work that I'm alluding to is more focused on cities. You know, one of the things we were involved with years ago was in downtown Atlanta in the historic Fairleigh Poplar District, convinced the School of Music from Georgia State University to move into the old Rialto Theater, and that really helped galvanize that area and bring it back to life. So we enjoy that kind of work because it's more community-based as opposed to just focused on a single property, and you feel like there's a lasting legacy associated with it.
Let's talk a little bit more about condos. Why do you track condos, and when did that start, and what does that look like today?
We have tracked the in-town condo market. When I say in-town Atlanta, I'm talking about downtown, north to Buckhead, east to Decatur, and then the Midtown West area. We started in 1999, and the reason was a bank had hired us to look at the condo market on their behalf because they had significant loans outstanding, and we're starting to get concerned about all the activity, and that was very early in that development cycle. And when we finished the report, literally we said at the end of the report, market's great right now because, once again, when you're early in the cycle, but history tells you there will be an ebb and flow, and you better keep track of it. So that particular bank asked us to update that report every 6 months. It started to get in circulation. Other people contacted us and asked to see it, and we just kept doing it ever since.
All right. We'll be back with David Haddo after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with David Haddo, the president of Haddo & Company.
David, just before the break, you were talking about specifically the condo market. Take a couple steps back. Just in general, what do you foresee for the Atlanta real estate market over the next year or two?
Right now, it's very positive. We've been through one of the bleakest periods in real estate history, I guess you'd say, from 08 to really through first half of 2011. That was born out of the fact that we got so far extended in the last decade, particularly on the residential construction side. And then we had a severe recession compounding that. Right now, the economy's in expansion mode. The real estate market's clearly in recovery. Apartment market in particular is going full bore right now. Office market is at least started to stabilize. So we still have some chronic oversupply in the office, industrial, and retail sectors. But the inventory of unsold homes is at pretty much a record low right now. The number of listings is way down in the single family market. Even the condo market, as we alluded to earlier, has got a very small supply of new product available. So generally speaking, the market's in good shape, the economy's in great shape, and we're in the midst of a new development cycle, a new real estate cycle.
So talk to us a little bit more about the condo market. How much inventory is left? And then do you see new buildings starting, or what do you predict for that market?
Well, what's happened is the last wave of starts was in 2007. So it's been 6 years since the last significant wave of development. So it's taken quite a while to absorb that inventory because sales are significantly lower than they were in 05, 06 period. However, most of that inventory now has been exhausted. Some of it was converted to rentals, so there are other factors that have diminished that supply. So what's happening now is townhome development has already come back. There's a significant amount of that activity. We haven't really seen a recovery yet in new condominium development, but there are definitely some rumblings, people thinking about it. And currently, with interest rates still very low by historic standards and rents on the rise, the lines are starting to cross again between the trade-off of ownership versus renting, and it's getting close to the point where new condominium development makes economic sense again. We're still not there yet because prices got deflated and they haven't fully recovered, but that process is well underway.
From an investor standpoint, David, what do you think looking out more? I asked you about the next year or two. Look out over a 10 to 15-year period. Is real estate a good investment option, or is it something that I ought to look at more as just, hey, it's a place to live, it's a home, and not so much part of an investment portfolio?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the traditional assumption's been that owning a home was a good investment. It's hard to convince people of that during the last 5 years, and certainly young people are now somewhat conditioned to the fact that are wary of home ownership as an investment vehicle. I still think it's a safe haven from an investment standpoint, and getting a mortgage that you pay down and amortize and build equity in your home is a good investment, even though it's not necessarily going to get you rich, make you rich. Mm-hmm. I think people who buy condominiums with the idea of getting rich are a little foolhardy. That's a perilous game, to say the least. But no, real estate is proven to be, over time, a good place to invest and make money. However, it's very cyclical, and timing's everything. So the time in which you invest and the time in which you dispose are critical to your success.
Tell us a little bit about, one of the most fun, maybe challenging projects you've ever worked on.
Whew. I would say one of the more interesting ones we've worked on was in the early 90s, I guess it was, in Phoenix, Arizona. And a group had assembled 48,000 acres of land about 30 miles west of Phoenix. And it was basically a Ponzi scheme where they bought some people and there was a lot of internal trading to build the price up and convince people it was a worthwhile thing to invest in. And then they went one step further and floated a bond issue the county did, Maricopa County, and built a highway through this property, 30-mile-long highway, to connect it to Interstate 10. And it was affectionately known as a road to nowhere because nobody used it other than joggers and bicyclists because this property was very remote. It was an interesting project to work on in part because the client felt like they had to have a big-name accounting firm study it simultaneous with us because they wanted the credibility of that. It was interesting to be juxtaposed with that group, and our version of reality was very different than theirs.
All right. Well, David, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Haddo & Company?
We have a website, which is haddoandcompany.com, all spelled out, or you can call us. We're in the phone book, so we'd be happy to try to help anybody if they have an issue they want to deal with.
Outstanding. David Haddo, the president of Haddo & Company. David, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
My pleasure.
All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Lynn McIntyre. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
We have a deal from Home South Communities. You can get $5,000 in closing costs with the use of their preferred lender, the American Eagle Mortgage Company.
$5,000, I like it. It's such a nice round number. And
that's,
it's a lot.
Awesome.
I like $5,000 too. And you can use it anytime. This doesn't have a time limit on it.
Oh, no time limit on this.
Yep, no time limit, and in any community.
Shoot.
No, I like the idea of the no time limit, because hey, you're going into a new place. You're not, you're going to.
This
break it in a little bit.
This is a deal of the infinity. So any property and a no end date.
No end date. So, you know, if you want to buy it this month or next month or in December or January, I mean, right now they're just offering it indefinitely.
Wow. Gosh, nothing else really needs to be said.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. It's pretty amazing.
And they build in Cobb, Forsyth, Fulton, and Gwinnett, so there's lots of choices. And then they have a variety of home plans. Delaney, you want to tell us a little bit about what they build?
They build mostly single-family homes. You can find pricing from the 250s to 360s, just depending on your location. Ranch two-story plans, open living areas, hardwood floors, granite countertops, trim packages, outdoor living areas in some of the communities, as well as two-story family rooms, and then the master suites with sitting areas and walk-in closets.
Up to the mid-300s in those counties, that's a pretty good price point.
Mm-hmm. Great prices. And then some of the communities also have walking paths or green spaces and sidewalks.
Very nice.
I'd use the $5,000 for that outdoor living space too. That's me. I mean, there's lots of other choices.
We say that every month. I think I would absolutely do the same. Where can people get more information on this, Carol?
So for more information, visit homesouthcommunities.com.
All right. That wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Lynn McIntyre. She's a Senior Director of Community Relations with the Chattahoochee Nature Center. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Thank you, Todd.
That's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Lynn, before we get into it, take a quick sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I come to the nonprofit sector after having been in real estate and previously in the hotel industry. I've been in Georgia for most of my 42 years of marriage to my husband, who is a Georgia Tech graduate. I went to Georgia State on a scholarship from the Marriott Corporation. And after doing real estate for a few years, I just couldn't stand to see another FSBO and decided nonprofit work would be kind of fun. I did some volunteer work for Georgia PTA as a lobbyist down at the Capitol and became very interested in education issues. And of course, education is what the Chattahoochee Nature Center is all about. And so the environment and education were two of my passions. And as a natural fit for me, working at the Nature Center in a nonprofit was a perfect blend of my background and skills in marketing, in sales, and in public relations. So I naturally came to that place right on the river, close to where I lived, and brought all of my previous experience to play in this place, the Chattahoochee Nature Center, which is a beautiful green place on the river.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Chattahoochee Nature Center. I know we were talking off air before the show about how a lot of people will come, they've never even been there. So
right.
Tell us a little bit more, you know, what's at the Nature Center and why should we visit?
Well, it was formed in 1976 by some very wise people who realized it had a special location on the river. And it was acquired over a period of time until now it's 127 acres on the river. And because of its location, it's a unique place. And we're able to actually tell that story of what a watershed is and what a river is. And most nature centers are in pockets of green space. We have that green space. We have those woodland trails, but we also have wetlands and a river boardwalk. So we have a very diverse biological space to tell a natural story about the natural world and bring people to understand the ecology of that space. So we can talk about stewardship, we can talk about conservation issues, and if you think about from an economic development point of view, one of the things that limits us in this state is water. So we can talk about conservation and educate the public and all ages of the public about this natural resource of water and tell the story of the entire watershed from this space. So it was a perfect place to be located there, right on the river.
Lynn, I know an awful lot of work has been done to improve the area, and that's continuing. Talk a little bit about a few things that you're particularly proud of and what's on the horizon.
Well, we were really thrilled in 2009 to open the new Discovery Center, and it was very beautifully designed and built, LEED construction at gold level. Lord Eck and Sargent were the architects. We had the entire grounds planned with gardens and so forth. So it has multiple uses. There's a Ben Brady Lakeside Pavilion that's used in multiple ways. In fact, it's rented out for weddings and so forth. And corporations use it for their events after hours as well. We have things like bar mitzvahs there. We also have in the Discovery Center itself both a river resource gallery and an upper space that has things like photography exhibits on display from the Georgia Nature Photography Group. We have a Cowie Weiss Theater that seats 65 people with a high-definition theater, so we can show films. We actually have our own interpretive film that tells the story of the entire Chattahoochee River watershed and all of the other organizations that are participating in conservation and in the work of keeping that river pristine and improving on it. So it's not just the work that we do, it's the work that all of these organizations do, from the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper to the Trust for Public Lands to the National Park. All of these organizations are part of what we are, and we work with them.
Give us some examples of what kind of work you do, you know, hands-on work to improve the area.
Well, we offer a sense of place. We're actually a venue. We're a destination. We're a local resource for dealing with the community's ecological problems. Just last Saturday, we had a river cleanup that we were part of organizing. We help with being a regional attraction. So we have events going on. We're open 362 days a year. We're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 12 to 5 on Sunday. So from a tourism point of view, we're a place to go to. And the Discovery Center Museum has the only nature exchange in the entire Southeast. And that is a profound place for people of all ages to learn about the natural sciences. They can bring in an object that they find outside, like a pine cone or a shell at the beach or a fossil that they might discover in their backyard. And they can trade it for points and trade up for a skeleton of an opossum or some other object. And they learn in that process how to research these objects and learn more about them. They learn about their natural world, about botany, about biology, about zoology. All of those subjects become real to them. And for kids, this is a dynamic, interactive process. So what else do? We actually raise, believe it or not, we've raised over 12 tons of fresh produce for North Fulton Community Charities Food Pantry at our Unity Garden. And we provide a place for volunteers to participate in that production. And people who've never planted a tomato plant or a cucumber plant can learn that at our Unity Garden. We have a nonstop activity going on every day. We have classes for education for Fulton County Schools, Atlanta Public Schools, Cobb County Schools. So there are field studies, field trips at all levels. We have Nature Club for adults. It's things going on for scouts, overnights, for instance, that they do. We have family campouts. We have regular creature features on a daily basis and canoe trips on the river for people who've never been in a canoe. Even classes on how to canoe or use a paddleboard. That's the new rage, paddleboarding. So there's so much going on, I can't even go into it all in a short amount of time. The best thing I think, though, is Camp Kingfisher, the summer camp that we offer for kids. And it's a way for them to really learn about the natural world and get some great experiences like learning how to canoe and even how to swim and how to be together with other people in the outdoors.
All right. We'll be back with Lynn McIntyre after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Lynn McIntyre, the Senior Director of Community Relations with the Chattahoochee Nature Center.
Lynn, it's always been my impression, and I guess I'm mistaken, that the Nature Center was more geared at kids, but you talked about activities and educational programs that are kind of across the board. Is that a newer thing, or is that, a conscious plan to have something for everybody and not focus just on kids?
We actually did a strategic plan as part of our master planning when we redesigned the long-term building of the Discovery Center. And in that process, we realized that we had been focused on children and on young people, and we had left out an important element for adults. So we actually designed our programming to include adult learning as well. So we offer courses, for instance, on creative photography, things that adults would enjoy. The Nature Club came out of that. They meet once a month, and they're definitely adults in that group only. We have a concert series that happens once a month, and it is a singer-songwriter style kind of Chastain event, and it takes place at the Ben Brady Pavilion. Some of the spaces that we have lend themselves to adult offerings, particularly. The most interesting one is the Certified Interpretive Guide course that we offer. We offer classes in Master Naturalist and in Master Birder, and then, of course, the interaction of our volunteers. For instance, the Master Gardeners from Cobb County and Fulton County are working there on a routine basis, on a weekly basis, to maintain the gardens. So there's a lot of adult interaction going on. And then out of those participating, we have started to meet their needs. If they have a club or organization that wants to have an event there, they, of course, will contact our rentals venue manager and put something together. So because we're having other organizations meet there, adults are having a lot of activity there. So it's become an adult community meeting place.
So other than attending events there, and it sounds like there's lots to choose from, what can our viewers or our listeners do to support the Nature Center? How can we get involved?
Well, we have a coordinator just for volunteers. There is an incredible variety of volunteer activities during the year. Our festivals, for instance, October 25th and 26th, Halloween Hikes. This event has been going on for about 30 years. It's a family-based, non-scary Halloween hike through the woods to meet costumed characters. And afterwards, they have hot chocolate and gather as a family. And the entire event is very geared toward the whole family participating together on a woodland hike. And it's got a natural magic to it. But we use a lot of volunteers for that event. Some of the volunteers actually dress up in costume and have their whole shtick that they have to learn. And others actually support the event in other ways, doing face painting or just providing the support at the parking level or, selling tickets or some other thing. So festivals is one way. We have the Flying Colors Butterfly Festival that takes place in the summer. That's a huge event with thousands of people coming from as far away as Alabama and Macon. And then we have two 10K races, the Chattahoochee Challenge in the February timeframe and the Possum Trot, which is in June. And those require a lot of volunteers to support those events. So all in all, we have over 500 volunteers providing, about 15,000 hours of volunteer time. And then the routine volunteer jobs that take place all year long are in the Unity Garden, of course, which I mentioned before, where they're harvesting food for the food pantry and working in the gardens. And then, of course, maintaining the grounds themselves. That is a huge effort that goes on with a lot of gardeners and people who may be building trails or doing other activities. So there's something for everyone.
All right. Lynn, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the Chattahoochee Nature Center?
Well, the first way is through calling us on the phone. 770-992-2055 takes you to our main number. My extension is 224, and I'll put you in touch with whoever you need to speak to. Our website is www.chattnaturecenter.org, and we also have a Facebook, which you can find. And on that Facebook, you'll see lots of different activities on a daily basis, and we keep you up to date.
Outstanding. Lynn McIntyre, the Senior Director of Community Relations with the Chattahoochee Nature Center. Lynn, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review. So on behalf of today's guests, David Haddow and Lynn McIntyre, show producer Delaney Langston, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schneck. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.